In the last episode of Soap, Jessica got depressed when she found out Detective Donahue got married. Dutch got depressed when he found out Eunice got lucky. And although she promised never to be unfaithful again, we know she didn't mean it. Bert got rid of his depression over dying by trying to get on a book of world records. Jody got depressed because he couldn't find a nanny. And until he found a nanny, he couldn't go to work, which was depressing his bank account. So he moved back home, which helped Mary over her depression. Depressed? You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
I don't get it. As soon as her head hits the pillow, she turns into a fire engine.
She's teething, Bert.
Teething. She's been teething for a month. What is she, a walrus? teething. When they're babies, they cry from teething. Then they get braces, and they walk around for a couple of years looking like a 56 Buick. Then they need caps. There's braces, the night braces, retainers, rubber bands flying out of their mouths, smack in the eye. There, in the mouth of a teenager, lives the national debt.
You're raving.
I get a little irrational. I haven't slept in 6 weeks.
I'm glad I can't sleep. I get nauseous when I lie down. I can feel the baby kicking me. It's a wonderful feeling. I lie there in the dark, feel a little kick, giggle like crazy, and then throw up. God, I'm starving.
Well, as long as I'm up, I may as well take another shot at this here. Meh. For the Guinness Book of World Records, 11:58 p.m.
Hey, hi, Bert.
Hey, Judy.
I'm real sorry about this.
No problem. I love it. We get to come down here, talk, I don't know. Hey, Wendy. Grandpa.
That's it. I'm moving out, Bob. Don't bob me. I'm leaving. It started again every night, all night long. I can't stand it anymore.
Come on, Bob. She's just a little baby.
I'm not talking about her, Dr. J. I'm talking about you. All night long with that ball. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I'm leaning dead screen and shoot, already did it!
Bob, Dad is trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
So what, Dina Nudge? Renai's name, my cousin Pinocchio. What a pain in the rear he is. I wanted to hear you, my boy. All night long, it could make you throw up.
Hi.
Carol.
May I come in?
Sure.
How have you been?
Fine.
Miss Lawrence.
Oh, well, we better get dressed, man. We're gonna make that movie. Let's go.
Movie? Bert, it's midnight. I'll put on a skirt. I won't be a minute.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Carol. Excuse me, I have to throw up.
Chuck, do you think you and,
Bob, why don't we go for a walk?
Oh, hi there, Carol. Long time no see.
Bob.
Listen, did you get that Mother's Day card that we sent? Oh, I guess not. Good night, little Windy.
You look well.
You were what, in the neighborhood and thought you'd just drop by?
Something like that, yes. God, she's beautiful. More beautiful than I remember.
You got some memory.
She looks like you.
When she's awake and screaming, I think she looks like me. But right now, I think she looks a lot like I think she looks like you.
She's incredible.
So how you been?
Good, good.
What happened to the cowboy?
Oh, he's here. We came into town together for the rodeo.
Is the rodeo in town? Damn, my chaps are in the cleaners.
May I hold her?
Of course.
Oh, God.
Carol, would you mind putting it down? I really wanted to sleep.
Okay. You don't seem too happy to see me.
Carol, you come into my life like a sailor on leave. Tell me I'm gonna be a father, then leave me at the altar. Prevent me from seeing my child, then you abandon her. No, here you are again, and you don't understand why I'm not happy to see you? Well, excuse me, if you are not my choice for woman of the year.
Judy, you don't know what I went through.
It's late. We've got to get to sleep.
I understand. I'm sorry. We'll be here till the end of the month. May I see her again?
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye, honey.
Her name is Wendy. See ya.
Mother, will you listen to me? Mrs. Fader got killed by a lion on a safari in Africa. You live in Queens. What do you mean you're next? It had nothing to do with you. She stepped out of a Land Rover and tried to sit on a lion. What has that got to do with you? Mother, we all wish people were dead sometimes. You don't have to feel guilty, Mother. I'm a psychiatrist. You can take my word for it. Fine, what do I know? Your time is up, Mother. Mrs. Tate?
I'm not crazy.
I'm sure you're not, Mrs. Tate. Come in.
You see, I'm here because of my children. They wanted me to come here.
I understand. Sit down.
Do you really understand, or are you just saying that to humor me? Because actually, you really do think I'm crazy.
I don't think you're crazy, Mrs. Tate. Believe me. Sit down. The patients are generally not the crazy ones. We are.
Well, that's very funny. That really is very funny. Oh, well, I feel much better now. You see, I was a little depressed. That's why my children wanted me to come here. Now you've made me laugh, and I feel so much better. I really want to thank you for that, Doctor. Goodbye.
You have 48 minutes left.
That much? Well, I just want you to know, Doctor, I have no intention of being entirely honest about everything. There are some things I prefer to lie about.
That should be helpful.
Well, that just about does it. Time's up.
47 minutes left.
Of course, I do have one aunt, distant aunt, very, very distant. She lives in Portugal. And she is a little crazy. She thinks she's royalty, wears a little crown everywhere, you know, to the market, to the beach. Last year, declared war on Spain. Doctor, I don't mean to be personal, but why do you have a punching bag in your office?
It's to help people get rid of their anger. They pretend the bag is someone they're mad at, and they punch it.
I see.
Would you like to try it?
Oh, no, no, thank you. I might break my nails.
It can be very helpful, Mrs. Tate. I have used it myself on occasion.
Who do you pretend it is?
It depends. Well, I used to pretend it was my wife.
Used to?
We're divorced now. We've been divorced quite some time.
I see.
I'm entirely over it now. But then, well, I guess I used to get pretty upset about things.
Like what?
Like what? The woman was having an affair with our next-door neighbor.
No.
Yes. He used to come over all the time and borrow my tools. I had no idea what else he was borrowing. She had an affair with our son's orthodontist. He charges me $6,000, sleeps with my wife, and my kid still looks like a rabbit. Slept with the pediatrician. She slept with the pool man. She slept with the gas man. She slept with the plumber. She slept with anyone who rang the doorbell, and I never knew it. All I ever knew was whenever we got into bed, she was too tired. Too tired. It's a wonder she was still alive.
Maybe she slept with Chester.
Who's Chester?
My husband.
If he drove down our street, odds are she did.
Doctor, are you all right?
Of course, I was just demonstrating.
Your wife sounds a lot like my husband.
Oh?
My husband just left me for another woman.
Oh.
Well, actually, not a woman. A teeny bopper.
Well, it's easy to see then why you're so depressed, Mrs. Tate.
I guess it's normal to feel depressed.
Oh, hell yes. After I found out about my wife, I was so depressed I couldn't get out of bed. Neither could she, which is why I was so depressed. Believe me, Mrs. Tate, you are reacting normally. I'd be worried about you if you weren't depressed. Now, why don't you try to get rid of some of your anger? Go on, punch it.
But I'm not angry, really.
Oh, come on, you've got to be a little angry.
No, really, nothing.
After what your husband did, you're not the least bit angry?
No.
Think of what he did. Think of how he treated you. The cheating, the deception. All those years, all those lies, all those women.
I guess I was a little angry. I'm so
sorry. Hi, Bert.
22 hours. 22 hours I've been dribbling this.
Bert.
I dribbled in the train. I dribbled down the street. I dribbled in the subway where I almost got killed. Four black guys tried to take it from me. And what happens? In your office, one of your stupid nurses slaps it out of my hands.
Sorry.
What is wrong with her? Where is her mind? She takes a person's basketball in the middle of a dribble.
I'm sure she didn't realize.
22 hours. I have to start all over again.
I'm sorry, Bert. I'll talk to her. Which one was it?
The blonde, the one who looks like a transvestite.
I'll talk to her. Sit down.
This better be important why I'm here. After what I just went through here, this better be big.
It is big, Bert. Something happened yesterday. I lost a patient.
You're having a really terrific month here.
See, about the time you came in for your physical, this other guy came in to see me, too. Well, he checked out fine. Perfect health. Yesterday, he died. I did an autopsy, Bert. He had your disease.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean? I mean, I have no time left. You gave me 5 months. You
no.
told me what
no,
this
no.
means. Oh, what do you mean? This is it? I mean, right now, any second, right is like. Oh, Jesus, I'm getting dizzy here. That's it. Doc, I can't. I feel it. That's it. The heart stopped. It's gone.
No, Bert, no.
Doc, I'm going. You tell Mary I love her.
Bert, you're not dying.
Give my eyes to some blind guy. I got 20-20 vision, but just tell him, remember, vodka makes him red.
Bert, it was a mistake.
Am I dead yet? This is taking a very long time.
Bert, you're not dying. The lab made a mistake. He had the disease, not you.
I mean, I don't have... I never had... I'm not now. I don't... I'm alive. I'm living. I'm not gonna die. I feel awful. That poor guy died, and I'm happy.
Oh, if it's any help at all, Bert, he was a terrible guy. See, that's why I got so upset when I thought you were dying. I said, why, Bert? Why should Cookie live and Bert die? His name was Cookie. You can imagine a man named Cookie.
Wait a minute here. How do you make a mistake like this? How do you make this mistake?
Computer error.
Computer error?
It happens, Bert.
Computer error? We're talking life and death here, not master charge. I almost drove off the Flatiron building. They're ruining our lives, these computers. I had a friend once shot the computer. He made him so crazy. The computers, you ever make a mistake on your bill, forget it. Once it's in the computer, it's there for life.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bert. See, unfortunately, the computer thinks you're dying, and it contacted other computers, you know, bank computers, charge card computers. See, some dying people like to charge up a storm before they go. So now, since all the computers think you're dying, you become a bad credit risk. If I were you, the next few months, I'd use cash.
Making lunch? Good, I'm starved.
It's for the baby, Ma.
What is it?
Strained spinach, strained carrots, and strained beets.
I think I'll just have a cup of coffee. Why can't they make strained lobster Newberg or strained chocolate mousse?
I'd love to go out some night and eat something I actually had to chew.
Well, why don't you, dear? You know, I could watch little Timmy.
No, it's not easy dating when you have a kid. Ma, men seem to run the other way.
Don't I know it? What? Well, look at me. I have four. Am I dating?
But all your children are grown up. No, I mean a relationship, you know, with some nice guy who's bright and funny and caring. Someone who asks me questions about myself. Someone who cares about what I think. You know, a friend as well as a lover. And failing that, someone with a nice car.
Hi.
Hello, Billy. You're home early.
I never went out.
Oh, that's strange. You've been spending so much time away from home lately. Oh, Billy, you're not ill, are you?
I'm great. I feel fine.
How's Leslie?
She's great. Fine. She's terrific.
It must be so nice to have someone you can spend time with.
It's the best.
Where is she now?
Who cares?
Billy.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that, Mom. It's just she wants to see me all the time. And I really care for her. She's a wonderful person. But I'm just too young to commit all my time to her.
Do you believe this? Here we are dying for what you have, and you don't want it. What's with this family and relationships?
Is something the matter, Dutch?
Oh, nothing. Everything is Jake.
You seem a little depressed.
I found this on my pillow.
What is it?
It's a letter.
I know that, dear. I mean, what is in it?
I haven't read it yet. I'm too scared.
Well, who's it from?
It ain't from the Tooth Fairy. It's Eunice. She wants me out.
Now, Dutch, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, this is goodbye. That's what this is. I got 24 hours to get out of her life. I'm getting the boot, the old wazoo, the long goodbye.
Why don't you read it?
I can't. If this says what I think it says, I'll go nuts.
Now, Dutch, I know that your natural instinct is to tear the kitchen to pieces and throw it piece by piece into the pool. But you're a mature, intelligent man, and I'm sure you can take any news, good or bad, with dignity and decorum.
Thanks.
Would you like one of us to read it for you?
if you don't mind.
Oh, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. There's nothing we humans can't handle like the British do.
Has anyone seen Irv?
Who?
My pigeon. I sent him across the lines with a prescription to fill, and he hasn't returned. A damn bird.
Oh.
Exactly.
It's a lousy letter, ain't it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Look, neatly typed. It's in a new envelope, nicely folded.
You read it to me?
Fine. Fine. But we're going to play a little game first. It's called tie up. You see, we are going to tie you up real tight, and then we'll read the letter. Won't that be fun?
No, please. I can handle it, really.
I believe you, Dutch. I believe you. Corinne, you read the letter.
Dear Dutch.
You see, there's a good sign, dear. I mean, she could have started it, hey, Jerko.
Read.
Dear Dutch, I've run off with another man.
Okay, okay, little setback. No problem. Shake it off.
Read.
Please don't take this as a reflection on you.
Better.
Billy.
Read.
But I have to leave you. Please don't try to find me. It's easier this way. Eunice.
God, look at the time. Well, so long, everybody. I better run.
How are you feeling, Dutch?
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do nothing. I better go and pack.
What for?
I can't live here no more. Eunice is gone.
So?
Well, you're her family. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Eunice. I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for Eunice, so I better just go.
Dutch, wait. Now, we're your family now.
Nah. I appreciate you saying that, but that ain't true.
Now, Dutch, you listen to me. You are not only a part of this family, but technically you are the man of the house. I mean, we have just recently lost two husbands here. And I simply will not tolerate another man walking out of this house. Dinner's at 6. Please don't be tardy.
Your mother's really a nice person.
Well, we all feel the same way, Dutch.
Almost all.
You feel like talking?
No.
You feel like crying?
I haven't cried since so. I don't cry.
Well, then, would it help if I held you?
Will seeing a psychiatrist help Jessica? Will seeing Jessica help the psychiatrist? Now that Eunice has left home, will Corinne end up with her room, her clothes, her man? Did Carol just drop by to see the baby, or does she really want something else? Now that Bert knows he's not going to die, will finding out Mary's baby might not be his kill him? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.